SHAJPI, Scientific Voices.
My name is Marta Pogrzeba. I am a scientist educated in biology, environmental engineering, and agricultural sciences. I have been working since 1996 with lands contaminated or affected in the last century by smelting activity, causing heavy metal soil contamination, especially zinc, cadmium, and lead. And the soil concentrations of heavy metals on such areas exceed the limit set by EU law, and it definitely should be excluded from the food and feed production. It means that we should propose a solution for such areas to save not only the human health, but also diminish the negative environmental impact. Why we have for such areas two options. The first one, remediate them using currently available technologies, or change the profile of production from food and feed to energy or industrial crops. And in my work, I am trying to combine those two approaches. I am using energy crops for soil remediation, which is called phytoremediation. Of course, not all plant species are able to uptake a huge amount of contaminants to clean the soil. But in that case, it means that even if the site is contaminated with heavy metals, we will be able, or we are able, to produce safe biomass, which can be used for energy purposes. So summarizing, I am focused currently on research regarding the use of energy crops in soil remediation process, as well as I said previously, renewable energy resource. I have both a growth room for plant testing at my disposal, in which I can check their response to stress caused by pollution under controlled conditions, and the field demonstration in which I assess how the process solutions work in the natural environment. So I spend many time both in the laboratory and in the field. And a very important part of my daily work is disseminating and presenting the results of research conducted by my research project, implementation project, or expert opinions. And I have the great pleasure to participate in shaping the European research area because since 2019, I have been an expert of European Commission in two focus groups concentrate on the problem of agricultural soil contamination and, of course, the use of industrial plants in the bioeconomy. But my greatest achievement, not only in science, but also personally, is my work for the European Commission in a group of independent experts in the mission Caring for Soil is Caring for Life for the largest, as we know, scientific program Horizon Europe. Bringing rural economy and environmental benefits, including low carbon energy, soil stabilization, flood mitigation, nutrient management, and carbon sequestration. So generally, my work can contribute to establish resilient agricultural systems, allowing growth and intensification of agriculture under increasing stress of climate change, preserving biodiversity, and of course, ecosystem services. The best means of biomass production are growing energy crops on agricultural land. To avoid tension between food and fuel production, energy crops should be grown on medium or low quality agricultural lands, wherever, of course, possible. About 10% of agricultural land across Europe seems to be marginal. And this marginality can come from different sources. And it could be connected with climatic conditions, unfavorable, of course, physical and chemical properties, like, for example, low organic matter content or soil contamination. near to 800,000 square kilometers of European soils can be polluted mainly by organic and inorganic contaminants. So this inorganic contaminants, there is also heavy metals. That is why the idea to change the food or feed production to energy crop cultivation is really important, not only from the human health, but also environmental point of view. My research concerning the use of energy crops is a solution for marginal lands, including lands contaminated with heavy metals, and it's addressed mainly to farmers and landowners, because it shows how to improve and diversify their income, but involving biomass production on non-profitable land to their crop rotation. And the farmers can also see the improvement on soil quality after energy crop cultivation. They can also restore of degraded lands if they, of course, have such kind of land. And depending on the crops the farmers use and the way the biomass is cultivated, they can also observe the increase of biodiversity when compared to the current agricultural practices. Biomass production can also generate employment, and if intensive agriculture is replaced by less intensive management energy crops, they are likely to be environmental benefits such as reduced leaching or fertilizer and reduce use of pesticides, which is really important nowadays. Mainly knowledge in the field of biology, plant physiology and agronomy is required to select the appropriate plant species in accordance to their nutritional requirements and the appropriate type of soil, taking into account its abundance, but also its structure. Therefore, soil scientists and chemists are needed who will carry out a basic soil characterization and will be able to determine how the proposed plants affect soil health, its composition or quality. Since the biomass of energy plants is used as an energy source because it is mainly included in each European country, and we call it renewable energy source strategy, environmental engineering specialists are also needed, especially specialists in biomass conversion, to propose the most environmental neutral, but also at the same time, the most efficient system for its processing. When I looked on previous years, there was no chance that one project can cover not only scientific, but also practical issues, which can be directly after the project used by citizens, farmers, or stakeholders. Such possibility gave all scientists and practitioners joint programming initiative on agricultural food security and climate change, in brief, FACE-JPI. And this chance I also used because I applied with colleagues from Germany and United Kingdom for the first call under FACE surplus, which was announced in 2013, with the project MISCOMAR. MISCOMAR aims at developing new techniques for biomass production on marginal land that could be used in many countries across Europe, in particular where marginal land management is an issue. What was a bit surprising, especially that Miscanthus genotypes, due to the very low concentration of heavy metals in the biomass, are not suitable for cleaning up the contaminated soils, as we expected at the stage of proposal preparation. So on one hand, cleaning up the soil from Polish side using Miscanthus will take hundreds of years, but on the other, Miscanthus biomass could be cultivated safely without excessive levels of the contaminants. So really confirm that Miscanthus cultivation could be safe and a profitable option for marginal and contaminated lands.